There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I'm 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I'm Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee.
Coming to you from the D-Tom Studios in the free state of Florida, sponsored by Maker's Mark Bourbon. This is Don't Tread on America. I am your host, Don, back from vacation too. Let's go. All right, how's everybody doing out there today? It is March 26th, 2024, Tuesday. I guess I should say Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. My wife's birthday, yes. So, I'm back. You're welcome. How's everybody doing? That's good. I hope you listened to the shows that I had slated for you guys while I was on vacation. Yes, I was gone for 2 weeks. I was up in the great state of Kentucky. My daughter gave birth to her fourth child, her first boy. She has three girls and now a boy, and baby's healthy and everything's good. So we are back now in Florida and back at work. It sucks. I tell you what, take 2 weeks off. You do not. I mean, 1 week's bad enough. You don't want to go back. Two weeks. You get used to being off of work for 2 weeks. Anyway, so. Now that I'm back and I have your full attention, guys, I need you to go check out my sponsors. You know, Don just got back from vacation, you know, bought a new hat. Let's check them out. Don't forget, we got Reaper Apparel Company. Check them out at reaperapparelco.com. Use promo code DTOM. Get 10% off your order. And also, don't forget about the DTOM store, guys. Over there, if you're watching this on Rumble, DTOM store, that's my store, where we have t-shirts and all sorts of stuff. Check them out. Help me out. You know, I don't charge you guys for nothing. All this beautiful content that you're getting, and for free. You know, I don't do a Patreon. I don't do all that crap that you see all these other jokers doing. I know I'm not big time enough to get big time sponsors. Now, I did have someone reach out to me on the Twitter machine. I saw today as I was getting ready to do this show. So I'm going to see what I can do there. So we'll see if you guys have any ideas or any clues in helping with sponsors for the show or me getting onto other podcasts and spreading the word. Guys, if you reach out to me via the email, it's donq@DontTreadOnAmerica, or you can go to the website, DontTreadOnAmerica.com, or if you're on social media, you can follow the show at Don't Tread on America on Facebook, Instagram, the Ticker Talker, which is drink videos, but you can still reach out to me. And you can hit me up on the Twitter machine at DTOM_1775 or reach my personal Twitter. It's something. Hell, I don't even know what it is. I guess I should have been more prepared. Let's see. What is it? I know I changed it. Oh, yeah, there you go. It's Don Q. Shocker. At Don Cordemus, you can reach out to me on the Twitter machine. And that one I carry in my pocket, so that would be easier. The DTOM one stays on my computer. So, yeah. So it's been a fun 2 weeks. I'll be honest with you. when I go on vacation, I try to detach from reality as much as possible. So for the bulk of everything that I'm going to talk about, it's newly acquired information. So I'm not going to go and say, did you see what happened a week ago back in Russia? Did you see what they did? Because you've already heard about it. I really don't have anything to say about it because I don't know a whole lot about it. And I don't want to bring up old news because, trust me, if you're paying a little bit of attention about what's going on right now, there's plenty to talk about without me drudging up stuff that happened 2 weeks ago because, you know, I was on vacation. Now, I'll be honest with you. I think I figured out a way to do a podcast on my phone. Now, granted, it'll be like, sorry, I'm on the phone. So it won't sound good. You won't get the sultry tones of the PCGC. Plus, I won't be able to videotape it. And we're on Rumble. Don't forget about Rumble. Don't Tread on American TV. Follow the show there, guys. Help me out. You don't have to watch it. I don't care. Just follow the show. You're on Rumble. Follow the show. Follow. And make sure you do that with whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. Follow the show, guys. That helps more than you realize. You're already listening to the show. I get it. You're listening to a podcast. Don, we don't need to see your ugly ass on Rumble. Cool. Fine. But if you are on Rumble and you have an account, it doesn't hurt to follow me. It doesn't hurt. But also make sure whatever podcast you are listening to this on, you're following the show. Now, my voice might sound a little crackly, and I might be a little nasally. Towards the end of vacation, I got sick. I was sick Thursday. It wasn't that bad. Thursday, I went down to Tennessee to visit Christopher J. McGillicuddy. And then Friday, I was bad, and we were driving. Friday and Saturday was rough, driving home. And then Sunday, I was real bad. That's why I didn't do a show Sunday. And Monday, I was still recovering, but I'm here today. So, anyway, now, obviously, we have a big story that's breaking today. If you are on Twitter, if you're on TikTok, if you watch the news, if you don't watch the news, you probably have seen the situation going on in Baltimore. And I'm going to talk about that, but I'm going to talk about that last. That'll be the thing I close the show with. And the reason that is because, obviously, it's new. Not saying that in the next, 50 some odd minutes, anything is going to break any more than what we know. And basically, I'm going to give you the story as we know it, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts on the whole situation. So be prepared for that. But what I am going to talk about is stuff that most news sites, most national news sites, and depending on where you live, aren't talking about these things. And I always look for these. Whenever there's a big story, whatever that big story is, I always look for what else is going on. Obviously we had the border situation. Obviously now we see the thing in Baltimore, and we're going to talk about that. And we have the Puff Daddy situation that happened yesterday. We're going to talk about that. But what else? What else is going on? So I got a couple of things here. And this is something that I know no one's going to talk about because, God forbid we could stop fighting in Israel and Gaza and all that crap and the annihilation of the Palestinian people. I understand Hamas. I get all that. But you're not even trying to kill Hamas. You're trying to just kill anyone that's a Palestinian, period. You can argue with me all you want. You can find me on Twitter. I gave you all the handles. We can have that conversation. Hell, if you want to have a conversation about it, you can come on the show. Because you cannot sit here and tell me with the amount of people that have been killed in the Gaza Strip that their sole intention was just to go after Hamas. You cannot tell me that. Anyway, this broke yesterday. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Militants, Hamas, after the United States abstained from the vote, sparking a spat with its ally Israel. The remaining 14 council members voted on the resolution proposed by the 10 elected members of the body that also demands the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. There was an applause in the council chamber after the vote. This resolution must be implemented. Failure would be unforgivable. UN Security General, blah, 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 blah. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from his previous position that would hurt Israel's war efforts to bid to release more than 130 hostages held by Hamas. Cool. So, obviously, Netanyahu missed the part where they talked about releasing all hostages. Now, I don't know what this means. I don't know what it all means, Basil. Obviously, the UN has some sort of authority to tell people what to do. I tell them to go fuck themselves personally. But in this case, I'm actually on their side that, yes, Hamas, whatever hostages they have, need to be released. Yes. I would also say Israel, whatever hostages they have, need to be released. Don, they don't have hostages. They have, prisoners of war. Okay, maybe. Maybe they're prisoners that they thought were of war, but they're not. I don't know. I don't know the situation. I'm not saying Hamas is innocent in this. I'm not giving them any kind of a pass in any situation here. My point is this. Release all the hostages, both sides, quit your fighting. You've basically decimated all of the Gaza Strip anyway, for whatever reason. Now, there's plenty of speculation as to why this actually took place. But, and I've talked about it plenty of times, we're not going to go into a whole thing about how they just kind of let October 7th happen. Oh, Don, no, they didn't. They were surprised attacked. Yeah, they were surprised attacked by guys on goats and fucking hang gliders. Yeah, I'm sure it was a surprise attack. Come on. I mean, are we that stupid that, you know, like the Biden administration just, oh, those people aren't crossing the border illegal? No, that's fine. I mean, let's not be stupid here. There's other reasons why they let that happen. But anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Now, speaking of illegal immigrants, we all know that this has been going on for some time now. And I'm not saying that this is a new situation under Biden. This isn't like Biden took office, now people are crossing the border illegal. We obviously know this has been a situation for years. However, since Biden has been in charge, I'm sorry, I was reading something too. Biden has been in charge over, I think it's up to 8 point something million people have crossed that border. And those are the ones we know of. That doesn't include the gotaways, the known gotaways. That doesn't even include that number. So, and I'll touch on a point that I heard someone talk about, I think it was yesterday or Sunday, when they were talking about this situation. I'll flash back to the Russia thing real quick. Now, if you don't know about this, on Friday, there was a terrorist attack in Russia at a concert hall, and supposedly it was four ISIS members. You know, how they got their weapons, how they got in, how they did whatever they did, I don't know, I don't care. Point being is this: this person brought up the point of saying, if four people got into Russia of all places and was able to create this kind of havoc, what's crossing our border? You know, we know just this past month, just last month, there was over 1 million more people. 120,000, give or take, were gotaways. They don't know where these people are. They don't know what nationality. They just know that they got away. So how many of these people are getting away? So if 10% of the people that are crossing the border are eluding Border Patrol or Texas, whoever they're eluding, how many of those people are like these four individuals that went into Russia? And if that's happening on a daily, weekly, monthly basis for 3+ years, how many people are in this country plotting and scheming to maybe take over a freighter and run it into a bridge? I don't know. We'll get into that story later because I have different opinions on that. I'm just speculating on what some people are saying. But who's to say what's going on in this country right now that we don't know about? Now, the interesting thing is you had Kirby come out, I think it was last Tuesday, and warn American citizens in Russia, said, if you're in Russia, if you're an American citizen in Russia, stay away from large gatherings, concert events, malls, so on and so forth. And then a few days later, you have this at a concert hall that was packed with people. Now they come out, I think it was today or yesterday, saying basically the same thing. If you live in Paris, don't go to large events and so on and so forth. So obviously our intel's good. They supposedly told the Russians, whatever. But if they know these things about what's going on in Russia, what might go on in Paris, what do they know what's going to happen here? And they're not telling us. I'm just saying that we can talk about situations in Russia where I'd imagine crossing the border there is a lot deadlier than trying to cross the border here. And four people were still able to get into that country and create havoc somehow, some way, whether it was through Ukraine's help, whoever's help, whatever, whatever. The point being is they're there. They caused havoc. You had what you had. We know there's tens of thousands of people that are crossing this border that we have no idea who they are, where they came from, what their intentions are. Obviously, they have something to hide. Why? Because, number one, they're coming in illegally, and they're not even trying to, you know, go to Border Patrol and say, seek asylum or whatever the crap is that they're trying to say. So what are those people's intentions? And that's what people aren't asking those questions. We talk about the million people that we caught, and what are they going to do with those people? But we don't talk about the 10% that got away. And more than likely, considering the majority of these people that are coming into the country are, what do they call them, military age males, right? So they're 20-something year old men from God only knows where, China. Are they from the Middle East? Are they from the Sudan? Are they from the Congo? Are they from, you know, wherever? And they're coming in here under the radar, eluding officials and law enforcement. Why? Well, maybe they're meeting up with their cell and their partners, and they're creating an army. We don't know. We have no fucking clue. But if you look at what's going on around the world, and you see what's happening in Russia and what might happen in Paris, why in the fuck couldn't something like that happen here? Think about it. Baseball season starting. You might start seeing stuff. Now, we talked about this at the end of last year where I played the clip from Catherine Herridge from CBS, and she talked about Black Swan events. Well, we're starting to see these things pop up, and we're going to talk about one later, but what else could happen? But I know what possibly could happen, and that's in the state of Tennessee, because it looks like Tennessee, it looks like it's your turn. It's your turn for the migrants. Department of Homeland Security sends letters saying illegal immigrants will be sent to Tennessee cities. The city of Franklin, received this letter from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In short, it says that thousands of people going through the immigration process could end up in Middle Tennessee cities. The notice says DHS may release non-citizens from custody who have been fully screened and vetted, pending the outcome of their immigration process. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell was unsure as this morning of this administration had received the same letter. It is very troubling that, you know, someone can get into this country, name Nashville or Greater Nashville as the destination, and be allowed to come here. U.S. Congressman Andy Ogles telling Fox 17 News that he had a conference call with DHS yesterday with a series of questions, including the question, including requests for update numbers and how many would be tracked and if they have prior convictions. Now, some of the areas are Nashville, Davidson, Murfreesboro, Franklin, Tennessee, and the surrounding areas. Let me see. Let me play this clip. See if they. Let me turn it up here. I just talked about it. Let me back it up here.
That's right. This, as polls here and around the country show, immigration is now the top issue for Americans leading up to the presidential election. Fox 17 News' Kylie Walker now live downtown with more on exactly how all this will work.
The city of Franklin received this letter from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In short, it says that hundreds of people going through the immigration process could end up.
Is it me, or does it sound like she has to take a shit? Or that she's on the shitter?
Last fall, DHS sent this official notice. saying nearly 600, quote, non-citizens were looking to travel to these areas highlighted on your screen. Most of them coming from Guatemala, Venezuela, Honduras, and Mexico.
Well, the interesting thing about this is, so I was talking to Chris earlier today, and we were talking about this, and he didn't have any idea what I was talking about. And he's like, well, thank God I don't live in those areas. You kind of live close to Murfreesboro, because, you know, I was in Tennessee where he's at. And, you know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. You know, it's not that far. Anywho, and it was interesting because with the job that we do, he transferred up that way to do this same job. And he had to get an endorsement on his license. So he was at the DMV today to do this. And he said the place was packed with Hispanics. You know, he didn't obviously ask what country they were from, but nonetheless, they couldn't speak English, trying to get driver's license, trying to do whatever. So I'm curious if any of these individuals, if these people are already here. Just asking a question. But for whatever reason, you're not safe in any city or state you think, you know, I'm in Tennessee, I'm good. I'm in Kentucky, I'm good. I'm in Montana, I'm good. I'm in, you know, when you think of these middle, you know, Midwest type states that don't have a high population. And I believe that's why they're doing it. I also could believe that it could be a situation of voting. Now, obviously, they're not going to, I would think, they're not going to get anything situated in the next couple of months to get these people to be able to vote in November. But it might not be about this election. It could be about future elections. If you take a state like Tennessee or some of these other Midwest states that are predominantly red states and influx them with migrants that love Joe Biden because, you know, he let them into the country. Not that Joe Biden's going to be running, I don't think, in four more years. I can't imagine that he's going to, if he loses to Trump, that he's going to run again at, you know, 95 or however old it be. But who else would be running? You know, I don't know, but I'm just saying that person would get their vote, possibly. I don't know. But we'll have to keep an eye on that as my computer has decided to log me out of my iCloud. That is fucking awesome. And I don't know what is doing it. It appeared to have frozen. I'm pretty sure that I'm still recording. Let me see. Am I still recording? Yes, that is recording. Is the camera? Is the camera? Is the camera. I don't think the camera's recording. You know, this is what I get for taking off 2 weeks, I guess. You know, I was on the computer, everything was fine, but, you know, not so much now. We got to re-log back into my Apple fucking situation, and then it's going to say, oh, do you recognize this device? We don't recognize this device. So it's going to hit my fucking phone, so I'm going to have to go on my phone so it can give me a fucking shit. You gotta love it. You gotta love technology, right? And I gotta do this all the fucking time. Yes, trust the computer. I mean, what the fuck? I don't want to know what's new on iCloud. I just want to look at my fucking notes. God fucking damn it. Jesus fucking Christ. You think I went away like I was in prison for like 6 months and they fucking recreated the fucking wheel. God damn it. All right, back to what I'm fucking talking about. All right, Tennessee, sorry about your luck. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. But do you recall? Now we're going to go into our Hollywood block of stories here. Because at the D-Time Show, we cover it all. We do sports, science, Hollywood. And science and Hollywood actually kind of goes together. Do you remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger had this to say about people like us?
People should know there is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time. And
real quick, COVID or no COVID, wash your fucking hands.
Not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom. Because with freedom comes obligations and responsibilities. We cannot just say, I have the right to do X, Y, and Z. When you affect other people, that is when it gets serious. It's like no different than a traffic light. We put a traffic light at an intersection so someone doesn't kill someone else. the accident. So this is why we have a traffic light. You cannot say, no one is going to tell me that I'm going to stop here, that I have to stop at this traffic light here. I'm going to go right through it. Yeah, then you kill someone else, and then it is your doing. So this is the same thing with the virus. You cannot go and not put a mask on, because when you breathe...
Yeah, I can. You know why? Because it's not the fucking law, Arnold. Listen to me once and listen to me twice, you stupid son of a bitch. And this is what you get for listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He called us, he called the unvaxxed schmucks, right? Called us, screw your freedom, right? You know, guess what, Arnold, Mr. Quadruple, how many fucking vaccines you probably have had? Oh, by the way, he's just had a pacemaker installed after 3 open heart surgeries. So there you go, sugar and your fucking water. According to Schwarzenegger, those who choose to exercise their constitutional rights or refuse the jab were schmucks and could go fuck themselves. He didn't say that. He said, screw your freedom. Anyway, life comes at you fast. 3 years later, after his social media campaign to coerce the world to get vaccinated, Schwarzenegger is suffering from the same chronic heart problems afflicting many of his vaccinated and boosted peers. Schwarzenegger revealed on Monday that he has had 3 open heart surgeries in recent times, and he now requires a pacemaker to keep his damaged heart beating. So, who's the schmuck now? During his latest episode of his podcast, Arnold's Pop Club, the Terminator star. I'm sorry, it's something about talking about Arnold. You have to talk like Arnold. Admitted last Monday, I had surgery to become, I don't know, I just went into like a Hans and Franz there, didn't I? Anyway, I had surgery to become a little bit more of a machine. I got a pacemaker. Despite the serious health issues that would have killed anyone who could not afford this kind of medical care reserved for Hollywood A-listers, Schwarzenegger assured everyone, I'm doing great. In that case, he would hate to see what not doing great looks like. While talking about his health update, Schwarzenegger also admitted his initial desire to keep the news of the surgery to himself, telling fans that talking about it goes against so much of my upbringing. I can't talk in Austria. Austria? No, Austria. Schwarzenegger is far from the only fully vaccinated and boosted star to suffer heart problems in recent years. In January, 50-year-old Alec Mooser, who was vaccinated against COVID, died suddenly and unexpectedly after receiving a booster. If you don't know who Alec Mooser is, don't be alarmed, because I've seen him in one movie, and that was Growing Pains, I think, part 2, where he was the, what up, ladies? You know, the dude at the pool with the 10-pack. Anyway, dead. Heart attack. 50 years old. Schwarzenegger. 3 open heart surgeries. And now has a pacemaker. So there's your vaccine. Hard at work for you. Don, he was 70-something years old. He was 70-something years old when he got the pacemakers. It's not him. This other dude was 50. What's his excuse? And we're talking about Arnold motherfucking Schwarzenegger. He still, not for nothing, looks good for 70-something years old. Do you honestly think that he wasn't healthy? That, is it coincidental? Or is it the vaccine? Let's talk about real things here. Now, on to more Hollywood news. You remember a couple weeks ago, Cat Williams was on with Shannon Sharp on his, I don't know if it's podcast or TV show, whatever. But, and he's been catching a lot of flack, because a lot of people are calling Cat Williams a little unhinged. He seems like he's out of it, like he's on drugs. Now, I'll also flash back to Kanye West, when Kanye West had a lot of things to say about certain people, and they said the same thing. So this was Kanye West back in the day talking about people, you know, and it was crazy. You should have seen it. I just had the fucking video. Here it is.
Out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize.
You got that, and this is what he said about P. Diddy, if I can find it.
Daddy, whoever, none of these niggas, all you fake hard niggas, fuck you. Wait.
So, that, you know, that was kind of the beginning of the end of Kanye West. And then, like I said, you had Cat Williams. This was a couple weeks ago.
It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light.
I need to have no more of these.
Amen.
Gee. I kind of getting on here.
Right.
After that, I don't really kind of know where to go. Let me one more time.
Right.
We good now?
Because the people want to know, why would he get blackballed?
Yeah.
Oh, because in 30 years, I've done nothing but collect information, knowledge, and your secrets. So if you and a man was in a corner doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing,
you would tell it.
No, somebody come to tell me.
Okay.
I gather that. I value that. I'll pay for that. Come, tell me. I know so many things I shouldn't know, and they all know it.
So everyone's like, oh, he's crazy, talking shit. He's just like Kanye. Well, yesterday, the homes of Sean P. Diddy Combs searched by federal officials. Yeah, Sean Combs is subject of a federal investigation amid a wave of lawsuits that have been filed against the rap music mogul since November. A source familiar with the matter told NBC News on Monday, three women and a man have been interviewed by federal officials in Manhattan in relation to allegations of sex trafficking, sexual assault, and the solicitation distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms, the source said. Interviews with three other subjects are also scheduled. Four law enforcement sources told NBC News that federal agents with Homeland Security on Monday executed a search warrants in Los Angeles and Miami properties belonging to Combs. The source said that the warrants is out of the Southern District of New York. Homeland Security confirmed in a statement that it executed law enforcement actions in New York as part of an ongoing investigation, along with teams in Los Angeles and Miami. Homeland Security officials seized phones from Combs in Miami before he was scheduled to depart for a trip to the Bahamas. According to three law enforcement sources familiar with the warrant, Combs was in the Miami area when authorities executed sources. Sources said it's not clear if Combs made the trip as planned. Representative Combs, 54, did not immediately respond to NBC News. Well, here's the thing. He left Miami, boarded his plane, and went to Antigua, I believe, which, oh, by the way, has the treaty, man. Come on, man. The thing, the thing. Extradition. There you go. That's what I'm looking for. Extradition treaties. And makes you wonder now, if you saw this on the news or on Twitter or whatever, X, whatever it's called, where they did this. It wasn't like, a couple of plainclothes cops went into the door and knocked. I mean, the one in L.A., they rolled up in there with fucking armored vehicles, and there was 10, 15, 20 guys, full body armor with fucking machine guns. That's not just going to see what might be there. You know what I'm saying? That's they're looking for something. And it's Homeland Security. So I don't even know what allegations these people had said that would have prompted that kind of response. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a person, male or female, accusing you of whatever the accusations are, and you're the prosecutor in that city or jurisdiction, something had to have been told. One of these four individuals had to have some sort of proof to cause this type of reaction. And I'm not just talking about words. They couldn't have just said, well, I heard that he did this, or when I was there, he did that, and he touched me here, and he stuck it there, and he made me stick it there, and he made me do it. That's all hearsay, okay? This person or persons had to have some kind of tangible proof, pictures on their cell phone or something along those lines, to cause this kind of reaction. And we're not really focused on the story because obviously something else happened today. And I'm not saying that it is a big deal. I'm not saying that it's not a big deal, but it's kind of like, should we be surprised? Should we be surprised that, conveniently enough now, Jay-Z's gone missing? Not that he's been kidnapped and taken to a Taliban camp, but where did he disappear to? Is he part of this situation? Is he afraid that Puff, whatever his name is going to name names, so to speak? I don't know. You know, there's plenty of allegations going around Jay-Z at this point. And I think you go back to Kanye, you know, two years ago when all this shit was going on with him and he said the things he said, you kind of makes you wonder, well, how fucking crazy is Kanye? Or was he just right? And, of course, all the people that are involved in this situation are calling him crazy because they don't want to get in trouble. Now, I saw prior to recording that Prince William and Prince Harry have involvement with P. Diddy. And it makes me wonder this, too. Now, you might have saw Kate Middleton come out the other day talking about, like, everyone's been asking where she's been for, like, the past couple of months. And there was some speculation that maybe she had died was Clinton'd, so to speak. And then, oh no, here she is. And then people are questioning that. How old's the video? Is that a body double? That doesn't quite look like her. It kind of looks like this lady that, you know, whatever. I'll say this about that. We can probably speculate to some degree of certainty that the royal family isn't the best when it comes to being prim and proper. I mean, go back to Princess Diana. What did she know? What did she know that caused her to be killed? Oh, Don, that was paparazzi or whatever, and they crashed in the bridge. Was it? Come on. Then Kate Middleton goes missing. And then she comes out, oh, I had cancer and I had some treatment and I'm getting better, blah, blah, blah. Maybe she's telling the truth. Maybe it was her. I don't know. Maybe she knows something about all this other shit that her husband and her brother-in-law are involved in prior to their marriage and wants out. Maybe she wants out of the relationship, kind of like Diana wanted out. And I think when you come in to the royal family, it's kind of like joining the gang. You don't just leave. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you just don't come in and say, okay, I've had enough, I want to go. It doesn't work like that. You know too many secrets. I'm just asking a question. And we can say that if something did happen or does happen, that I talked about it here on March 26, 2024. Not that it'll matter, because someone else will talk about it on their show that's bigger than mine, and they'll take credit, and they won't say, I heard this on a podcast called Don't Tread on America. You should listen to it. Dude's pretty cool. They won't give me any shout-outs. They won't help brother out, you know, whatever. Anyway, on to the big news of the day. Now, you probably have heard about this in some sort of fashion, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about things we don't know. Real quick, the Francis Scott Key Bridge that crosses I can't name the river off the top of my head. I'm trying to find it, but of course I can't. Anyway, there's a river that goes into the port of Baltimore. Major shipping channel, cargo ships coming in and out. I think I saw 53 something tons of product moved in and out of that port this past year. Obviously not the largest shipping port on the eastern seaboard, but big enough that it will cause a problem. Now, this boat, I shouldn't say boat, but this shipping container, you know, those things are massive. Supposedly, if you've seen the video, looks like it lost power at one point, regained power, lost power, regained, steered right into one of the columns, and down went the bridge. Now, fortunately, I guess if you want to look at the bright side of things, this happened at like 1:30 this morning. Now, there is people missing. There's anywhere from 7 to 20 people. They're not quite sure because there was a few cars on the bridge. And it obviously could have been a lot worse. If this had been, say, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, we're probably having a whole different conversation here. So now starts the conspiracy theories. And I could go a lot of different ways on this and what I believe and what I don't believe. So let's talk about the obvious ones. Terrorist. Okay. Now, I don't know much about the shipping business. Seeing individuals talk about it. This is a common, or not a common, but it does happen, I guess I should say, in these boats where they lose power. But they're generally usually able to recover. They kind of reset, recover, and it's no bubbles, no troubles. And here's my problem with that. If you watch the video, this ship is floating, sailing, whatever, to where it needs to go, okay? And it loses power, okay? Now, if you've ever been on a boat of any size, and let's say you're on a ski boat, and you run out of gas or whatever, and as long as you don't touch anything, you're going to float straight. If you jam on the rudder, you're going to turn, obviously, right? Now, I would think in a boat this size, it's not just as easily as turning a ski boat, let's say. Especially if you have no power. You know, it'd be like your car losing power and you lose power steering. It's not very easy to steer. And we're talking a 3,000-pound car, not a, 50-ton boat or however much they weigh. You know what I'm saying? Now, when the first power outage on this boat happened, the captain called Mayday, we lost power, blah, blah, blah. You watch the video, a few minutes later, they regained power, still floating in the same direction, lost power. Then the boat turned. Like in the last, 2 minutes prior to it hitting the bridge, it turned. And it turned pretty acute for the fact that this boat, this ship, this massive thing, they don't turn on a dime. But yet it was managed to able to turn on a dime somewhat and lose power as it rammed right into the bridge upright. And it took out this bridge. Bridge is like 1.6 miles long. It took out at least half of it, if not, more. But it's gone. The bridge is gone. And they said this is the worst shipping bridge accident since the one happened in Tampa. At the Sunshine, where the Sunshine Skyway is now, the old bridge, similar situation. Now, mind you, this was 40 years ago when this happened. There's Mike there, Don. 40 some odd years ago when this happened in Tampa, and it was foggy, and Rudolph's nose wasn't working, and it was all sorts of stuff. But what I'm saying is, this was 40 years ago when radar technology was what it was. You didn't have GPS. You didn't have the things that boats, these ships have nowadays. And that's kind of where I would take the conspiracy theory. Because I don't want to say that it was terrorist. I don't think it was like a Captain Phillips type thing where these pirates got on the ship and took over the boat and rammed it into the bridge. I don't think that's even a possibility. I guess it's a possibility, but I don't think that's the case here. I would venture a guess of more of a cyber attack. Now, in the past month or so, a couple of months, we've seen different situations of what we could probably say were cyber attacks. They never will tell us. But, when you had the cell phone issue, we had the cable issue, we've had internet issues, and they're blaming it on sun flares, and they're blaming it on this, and they're blaming it on that. But what if it's not? What if it's someone fucking with our infrastructure? And we talked about this. What if someone is tapping in to these situations? Now, oddly enough, this prior to me and Chris even hearing about this boat thing, we had a conversation about GPS today, about the GPS being spotty. Hell, when I was going to his house in Tennessee, I'm like, because I had been to it when we went up to Kentucky, we stopped at his house to see it because they just bought a new house. We stopped. Hey, looks great. Here's a bottle of whiskey. He gave me a bottle of whiskey, and we went about our way. And then I came back down on Thursday. But I was like, damn, that looks like his neighborhood. But my GPS is telling me to go up another half a mile. I'm like, I swear to God, that's his neighborhood. So I just took upon myself to turn around and go. Fortunately, I was right. But still, if I'm having those issues in my car on the GPS, what are these boats having issues with? And surely their GPS is a lot better than me using my phone. You know what I'm saying? So now you would say, well, if it was a terrorist attack, and this is a question I asked, wouldn't it be more apt to be more terrible if it happened in like at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning during rush hour, right? You take out that bridge with hundreds of cars on it and cause terror, right? But Chris brought up a good point and said, well, what if that wasn't their goal? What if the goal wasn't to necessarily kill a bunch of people, but to subvert the infrastructure or the, because that bridge is gone. You're talking years before they have another bridge there. This isn't like in Minnesota where the bridge fell and they had it done within like a year. That was a small span. This is a large, if you're from this area or if you've ever been over this bridge, it's a large bridge. But I guess the biggest reason I want to talk about this is because you're going to hear a ton of conspiracy theory. If you're on TikTok, if you're on Twitter or X or whatever, you're going to see a lot of theories. And these are ones I've just thought of off the top of my head. Okay, so the bridge was called, or is called, was called the Francis Scott Key Memorial Bridge, or bridge or whatever. Now, if you don't know who that is, he was the first man on the moon. No, he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. So this is where your conspiracy theory of a terrorist type implication could come in. Okay, here's a person or a bridge that was named after a person who wrote our national anthem. And is this a hit on the bridge because of what it stood for? You know, kind of like the Twin Towers was for, you know, capitalism and freedom and blah, blah, blah. And so you'll get that aspect. You'll get, you know, they're calling it a black swan event, which I'm kind of leaning more towards. And what I mean by that was, could this have been something done by our own government? I hate to even kind of wonder if that's the case. But as I've been doing this show and the research I've done on different situations, I've come to find out that I don't put anything past what our government could and would do for whatever reason. You do it at 1:30 in the morning where you're going to have minimal casualties. You know, if people die, people die. But it's not hundreds of people. It might be a handful of people. Now, mind you, one person is too many. I'm not dismissing that. But if you're doing this as a scare tactic to prove a point about infrastructure, and you got to wonder everything that we've seen, like I said, the last couple of months about our infrastructure and these boats, these ships. If you've ever been on a cruise, I've never been on a cruise. I've never been on a shipping container. But when we were in Key West, this first time I ever was really close up to a cruise ship, I was like, God damn, those things are fucking huge. I've never realized how big those fucking ships are, the cruise ships. And the sad thing is those shipping container ships are like three times the sizes of cruise ships. So you can only imagine how massive these boats are. Now, with that being said, it's not like I said, it's not like you drive in a pontoon boat or a ski boat where you're just cruising along. There is a group, you know, if you've ever been on a battleship or an aircraft carrier, it's not like one dude's there fucking steering the wheel. It doesn't work like that. And even those ships are tiny compared to these shipping container ships. So you're talking of crew of people that steer these things and operate the engines, and they're run off a GPS. It's not like you have Bob up there driving. You know, like I said, this wasn't back in 80 when they took out the Sunshine Skyway where it was a situation like that. These ships are basically controlled by GPS. They're steered by GPS. Now, if the ship lost power, then yes, obviously, it would lose GPS. And then if it regained power, so let me put it this way. I'm not a hacker. I barely can get this show up and running on a timely basis when I do the show. You're lucky that I haven't had to have edits and stops, and you're lucky I'm video recording this, because being out of pocket for 2 months, or two weeks, you forget a lot. Anyway, so, but when you hack into something, when you see these things happen, or you watch movies or whatever, you know, they hack into a situation, the system goes down. then the system comes back up. Now I'm in control. If I'm the hacker, now I'm in control. You might think you're in control, but I'm in control. So now what if I'm sitting here and I'm controlling your boat and you realize that you're not in control, so you kill the power to the boat, right? To stop whatever I'm doing. Well, I turn it back on. And now we have power again. And you override it again. Shut off the power. 3 times. But I've already turned the boat. And there's nothing you can do. Now, you might could drop an anchor. You might could try and do something. And that's a speculation that maybe that's what happened. But the boat had already turned at this point. And then I turn on the power again. Bam. As you hit the bridge. Now, will we ever know the truth? Probably not. And I would say if we ever find out the truth or what we are told is the truth, you have to ask, is it the truth? Because right now, they're not saying anything. They're not saying it's any nefarious, you know, any situations. It was an accident. Essentially, that's what we're being told. So at least there's that. But this is new. This only happened, what, 15 hours ago as I'm recording this? So there's a lot of information that we don't know other than what we know, other than what we saw on the video. If you've seen the video, that's all we know. There's a lot more to come to this. And obviously, dog's getting water. I can hear it. And obviously, there's, in the meantime, the less we are told, the more conspiracy theories you're going to hear. Now, the stupidest one I heard was that Puff Diddy had something to do with this because to get the attention off him. That's asinine. I'm not far off of the whole it either being a terrorist attack in the sense of, you know, of a counter cyber attack, you know, something like that, or it being our own government. Now you would say, no, why would they do that? Because this is DC. It's going to control their. Okay, I get it. I get it. And I like I said, it's hard for me to say those words and say that our government's involved, you know, Alex Jones style. But it was hard for a lot of people to believe that 9/11. There's still people that don't believe that. But all evidence says to the contrary. So now the interesting thing about this will be, how does this affect everybody moving forward? Now, Baltimore, the port of Baltimore is not a, it's, I don't want to say it's not a major, but it's not a, it going down probably won't affect me in Florida, okay? Probably won't affect people in the Northeast. Probably won't affect people in the Southeast. It won't affect people on the West Coast. But it very well could have, will affect people in Central America. The, you know, because it's not like that stuff's going into Baltimore to feed Baltimore or D.C., but that area, you go from that point west, Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, those areas there could have some kind of implication on goods coming in and coming out. Now, the biggest issue right now isn't so much goods coming in per se, because those ships that are slated to go to Baltimore will either go to New York, go to North Carolina, Jacksonville, whatever the case may be. But now, obviously, that product will get to wherever it needs to go a lot slower. And then you'll have a situation of the boats that are in port right now in Baltimore, whatever those ships are, not being able to leave for a little while, because they're not going to start cleanup on this situation until they have the investigation somewhat done. Then they have to clean it up. Then, you know, you guys can go about your business. So you're probably looking at a good 3 to 5 weeks before any of those boats are able to leave. Whatever's on there, I don't know, whatever. But this will have implications on infrastructure this will, like we had situations back during COVID in LA when the ports were closed because of COVID and all that stupid shit, you know, you'll probably see things. Now, I'm not saying that means you need to run out and grab 50 packs of toilet paper and bleach and all that bullshit, but you might want to go get you some toilet paper and some supplies if you live in that vicinity. Just saying, whatever kind of stuff might come in on those ships that concerns you, and probably not toilet paper and stuff like that, obviously, but, you know, I would guess if you had anything coming from China and from Amazon or Temu or whatever that company is, you might not get it anytime soon. So anyway, so we'll continue to pay attention to this, and I'm sure over the next day or two, there'll be plenty of people talking about it, and I'll keep my ear glued to the ticker talker to see all the bullshit conspiracy theories, and that'll give us something to talk about on the next show on Thursday. So, with that being said, you guys, I need to go because my nose is starting to stop up and it's getting annoying. So, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Guys, please make sure you do me a favor. Whatever podcast app you're listening to this on, please make sure that you are sharing the show, you follow the show, and then make sure if you're on Apple or Spotify, if you can please leave me a review. If you can hit that 5-star link, that would be great. And help me out there. If you want to follow us on social media, we're Don't Tread on America on Facebook, Instagram, the Ticker Talker, and on the Twitter X Machine at DTOM_1775. And you can check us out at DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And if you want to email me directly, it's donq@donttreadonamerica.com. Guys, other than that, I guess that's it. Don't forget about our sponsors, ReaperApparelCo.com and the DTOM store. Links are on the podcast app in which you're listening to this on. Check them out. Click them. Buy something. Help a brother out. You guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. Peace. Whiskey good.